A modern-day warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride. Rush. Chapter 1. The Big Idea. Los Angeles, the 1980s, which were not as bad as people think. Tony Stark paced the lacquered wooden floor outside his father's office, chewing one stick of gum after another. For 3 hours, he'd had to hang around waiting for a meeting with his own dad. It was ridiculous. Forcing your only son to wait on a sunny day was, teenage Tony felt sure, against some universal good parenting guidelines. Especially since Tony was about to change the face of Stark Industries forever. All his life, Howard Stark had griped that nobody ever brought him the big idea, and he had to think of everything himself. Now Tony had that big idea in his backpack, and dear old dad was making him wait while he had lunch with the baby-faced governor of Arkansas. Howard Stark's secretary, Annabelle, sat behind her glossy wooden desk without offering so much as a word of sympathy, or even a glass of water. In fact, the only thing she sent Tony's way was a disapproving glare so heated that Tony felt it was interfering with his elaborate hairstyle. "Come on, Annabelle," he said. "Ease up on the daggers. You're melting my head." Annabelle did not ease up. If anything, her glare grew more intense, and she added a curled lip to the expression. Tony felt he should challenge this blatant antagonism. "Is this about Sissy? Is that what this is about?" Annabelle snapped a pencil between her clenched fists. "My daughter's name is Cecilia, not Sissy." "Hey, she told me Sissy, and I was not about to argue with such a pretty girl. She told me Sissy, so I went with Sissy." Annabelle jumped on that. "You went with her, all right, down to the beach in the middle of the night."
"It was 9:30, said Tony. "I wanted to show Cecilia the dolphin that swims into the cove. That was it. Nothing happened. The dolphin didn't even show up."
"Maybe nothing happened," conceded Annabelle. "But you have a reputation, Tony. Every mom in Malibu has your name on her watch list."
"Come on," objected Tony. "I'm 14. Harmless."
Annabelle actually snorted, which was new for the normally demure secretary.
"Harmless? Boys like you are never harmless. You are the opposite of harmless."
"That would be harmful," said Tony, who had never learned the talent of keeping his mouth shut, even while chewing gum.
"That's right," said Annabelle. "And maybe you haven't done any harm yet, but you will." Tony was a little stunned. He had been in this outer office maybe 1,000 times, and all Annabelle had ever said to him was,
"Good morning, Master Stark," or, "I'll tell your father you're here, Master Stark."
Now it was all laser eyes and insults. Could it be that Annabelle had a point? Could it be that he, Tony Stark, boy genius and all-around charmer, was actually harmful in some way? Every mom in Malibu had his name on a list? They would soon cross his name off that list if they knew what was in his backpack. "Cecilia is a great gal," he said, giving some of his all-around charm a try. "I would never harm her." Annabelle straightened some papers on her desk that already looked pretty straight.
"First," she said, "don't call my daughter a gal. This is 20th century California, not the Wild West. Second, maybe you won't harm her, but you probably won't call her either. That's how cruel boys like you operate, isn't it, Master Tony?"
Tony squinted suspiciously. When Annabelle called him Master Tony, it did not sound like she meant Master Tony. It sounded like she meant exactly the same thing that his mom meant when she called him Anthony, which was pretty much the same as his father meant when he called him anything. As though every variation of his name was an accusation of something.
"Tony!
Anthony! Master Stark!"
All disapproving. Tony could hear his father's voice now.
"Tony! Get your head out of the clouds!"
Actually, he could hear his father's voice as Howard Stark, back from his 3-hour lunch, steamrolled through reception, a customary thunderhead scowl pasted on his face.
"Tony, let's go. This better be good because I don't have all day."
Tony hitched his backpack a little higher.
"It's good, Dad. Real good," said Tony, thinking, "He's gonna make me partner when he sees this." "It better be," said Howard Stark, pushing through the double doors into his office. "Annabelle, hold my calls," he said over his shoulder.